It's time for a little known Black History Fact. And it is brought to you by Coca-Cola. I get it. Coca-Cola. All right. The Dutch Black Peat Holiday Festival raises questions about race. I've seen this a couple of Christmases ago. The Dutch holiday tradition depicting the character of Black Peat.
Black Peat.
Yeah, it's you really black. It's Black Peter. began in the Netherlands in the 19th century. That's Holland. That's Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. In recent times, the black afro-wearing companion to St. Nicholas has been the root of controversy. Black Pete's legend is that he helps Santa Claus by giving gifts to the good children and tormenting bad ones. And the Gouda, a city in the Netherlands, a celebration features white Dutch natives dressed in blackface, afro wig, and red lipstick.
Yeah.
I was in Amsterdam.
And you can see this. They still have this.
And I saw them.
The celebration.
And I said, yeah. "Ooh, whoa. I got to stay out of that coffee shop because this don't look right.
This coffee is making me see things.
I couldn't believe it. It was these white people in blackface, afro wig, and lipstick, and the Christmas colors, mm-hmm. red, green, the bells, and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's a tradition. Some ignore the obvious racism, saying that the Black Peter looks the way he does because he shuffles down the chimney.
But not Santa.
Santa can't get down the chimney.
Why he gotta be shuffling? Why can't he just jump down?
Others say Black Pete is a Moor from Spain, thus explaining his skin color. Last November, black protesters grew tired of the stereotype and disrupted the Black Pete parade. Dutch officials took notice but condemned the protesters. The prime minister called the protesters deeply sad. It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen.
It's the weirdest thing. And I don't care how
messed
much
up you
partake,
how much coffee you had.
You know that's wrong when you see it. You like, wait a minute. That ain't cool, that, man.
Does it make you stop doing what you're doing?
No, I didn't say all that. I know, it don't make you stop. It's just, I see.
Black Peter.
Pete.
Yeah. It's amazing. Little known Black History Fact brought to you by Coca-Cola. Nothing keeps friends and family refreshed like ice cold Coca-Cola. So pick some up today and give new meaning to holiday cheer. Coca-Cola, open happiness. Yeah. Tormenting the bad children, mm-hmm. giving gifts to the good children.
Black Peter.
Oh, no, here come Peter. Black Peter.
I need to go back in this coffee shop and get myself straight.
It will, Sib. It's the most amazing thing.
It'll take you down a notch.
Is that right?
You're like, whoa, wait a minute, man.
But does it make you stop?
No, it don't make you stop.
Just... don't say all that.
You're in Amsterdam, Sib. No, you're not.
646464. The torture report sounds like B613 type stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've seen Olivia's dad do some things.
Yeah. Yeah. Anal feeding. Yeah.
Can we move on from that particular form?
No, foot long, please.
Central State University is talking about taking Bill Cosby's name off one of their buildings. Mm. I didn't know Central State had one. Evidently, he's given a lot of money to Central State, and that's why they put put his name up. And that and the places that he has donated so much money to and supported and who are, you know, keeping their distance now or removing their name.
Oh, yeah, Bill Cosby's phone's not ringing at all, Sybil, at all. Nobody's calling him for anything.
Yeah, but these schools, I mean, you're talking.
They took the money.
They took the money, and now they got his name on the building. And
they wanted to
sandblast that off, or what? What do you do?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like I always said, wait till somebody dies before you put their name on a building.
And even after that, give some time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or naming your children after somebody. Little Kobe.